The following BLTV program is brought to you by O'Flaherty Law. Please enjoy.
Welcome to Learn About Law. My name is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law, and today we're going to discuss how to contest a trust. We'll first talk about who can contest a trust, then we'll talk about the procedure for initiating a trust contest. Finally, we'll discuss the grounds that you can allege in order to successfully contest a trust. But first, let's talk about who can contest a trust. The key issue here is standing. You have to have standing in order to successfully contest a trust. That means you have to have an interest in the outcome of the trust contest. There are a couple stakeholders that are typically affected by a trust being either held valid or invalid. Those are beneficiaries and heirs. Beneficiaries are people that are named in the trust in question or named in a prior trust or will who would stand to benefit if the trust in question were invalidated. Heirs are people that would be able to inherit, according to state statute, if no trust or will existed. So these are basically spouses, children. There's a state intestacy law that lays out the order of inheritance in the absence of trust and will, and these are the people that would have standing if the trust is overturned. So you have to be in one of those two groups, and basically the rule of thumb is you have to actually stand to benefit from the overturning of the trust in order to have standing to file a trust contest. Let's now talk about how to actually file a trust contest. A trust contest is a legal proceeding that ends in a trial. It's suing somebody, and you do this by filing a petition in the appropriate probate court that state facts that would amount to grounds that, if proven true, would cause the trust to be invalidated in whole or in part. So basically the way you initiate the trust contest is filing this petition, and then along with the petition, a summons will be filed and then served upon all of the parties that are required. And we have an article and video about will contests that goes into a lot more detail about the procedure for actually filing this petition and what has to go along with it. So you can check that out for more detail on this. But essentially, you have to file a petition and summons and serve the petition and summons upon interested parties in order to initiate a trust contest. But like I said, the petition has to state grounds that, if proven true, would cause the trust to be invalidated. So let's talk about what those grounds might be. There's basically five major grounds that people can use to invalidate a trust. And they're very similar to the ones that you can use to invalidate a will. The first ground is that the grantor was not of sound mind when the trust was executed. So they didn't have the mental capacity to understand what they were doing when they were executing the trust. We have an article and video about this at learn-about-law.com, so we won't go into a ton of detail, but you can, if you want to learn more, check out that video. The second ground is undue influence. This means that somebody who is in a close position of trust, like a caretaker or an attorney, took advantage of that petition and potentially the feeble-mindedness of the deceased person to kind of trick them into causing that fiduciary to benefit at the expense of the other heirs and beneficiaries. And again, we have a video and article about undue influence at learn-about-law.com. The third ground is that the trust was created as a result of a fraud. So somebody caused the grantor to create the trust based on a misstatement of a material fact or an omission to tell them something that, if they had known, would have caused things to be different. Or it was just a fraudulent document in the first place. So this is where you have them sign a document and you lie about what the document is. Fourth is that the trust was properly revoked before the grantor passed away. That means that they followed the legal procedure to either institute a new trust that basically made the old one outdated, or amended the existing trust, or simply revoked it. And fifth is that the grantor did not follow the proper legal procedure to execute the trust in the first place. So those are the main grounds that you can use to invalidate a trust. And you basically allege those in your petition. Once the petition is filed, both sides will have the opportunity to go through the discovery process. There's written discovery, which is questions to the other side and requests to produce documents. And then there's oral discovery, which is depositions. After discovery is completed, and sometimes during discovery, there may be motion practice, and those are motions to dismiss, motion for summary judgment. There's a whole bunch of different flavors of motions. And finally, once all of that is completed, you have a trial at which each side presents witnesses. Typically, trust contests are proven or disproven through the testimony of witnesses. These are people who have knowledge of the events at the time the trust was executed, or medical experts. At the conclusion of the trial, the court will enter a ruling and either uphold the trust or invalidate it in whole or in part. So if you have any questions, you can leave them below this post at learn-about-law.com in the comment section. Or if you want to be informed of our daily article and video topics, you can subscribe to us on YouTube, iTunes, and SoundCloud. If you need some help, give us a call at 630-324-6666. That's 630-324-6666. We offer free consultations and we have offices all around Chicagoland for your convenience. Thank you so much for watching and listening.
Thanks so much for watching our video. If you have any questions, feel free to comment below. Click the subscribe button for new videos every week and download and review us on iTunes. Visit learn-about-law.com for other legal-related articles and videos. Visit our business podcast and video blog, seizeyourbusiness.com. And visit Making Real Estate Fun for real estate videos and podcasts. Call us at 630-324-6666 for a free consultation.